I understand that people are upset about this is fraud, this election, there's so much fraud out there, et cetera, et cetera. I concur. But it's more than the fraud. It's the audacity of the fraud. It is the audacity of the conspiracy to execute it. This stuff doesn't just happen. You have to plan this stuff. This isn't a bunch of Democrats sitting around having poker games to decide which one gets the adrenochrome from the black baby and or the black torture child and which one gets it from the Asian. This stuff is planned and funded, and it takes hundreds of millions of dollars to pull something, or tens of millions of dollars to pull something like this off. And it's schemed in advance. Why aren't we talking about that? There is simple, in my mind, in my logical philosophia perennis, elementary Watson, Sherlock Holmes mind, it is simply inconceivable. It is, to me, a physical and mental and political impossibility that candidate Biden does not know what has transpired. And if he does, again, I can't prove that he knows. There's certainly enough circumstantial evidence out there that he knows. And if he does, he has participated in a regime installment. He is not a duly elected leader, yet he's champing at the bit to take the reins of power and act as though he is one. By the way, people that run around and start talking about unity the way he is, that's what communists do. And that's how they sell communism. We're all in this together. They don't ever sell communism and socialism as the horror that it's going to produce. It's always, it's going to be wonderful. We're all going to love Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And everyone else is going to love one another. Ooh, it's going to be, gumdrops will be falling from the sky. Rainbows on the sidewalk. Everyone gets a chicken in a pot. It's always sold under false pretenses. But this is what is bothering me, if I haven't stated it clearly enough already. To reiterate, there's simply no way Biden and Harris aren't in on this. They have to be. And if they are, then this is just complete. Folks, if Biden becomes installed as president, we don't have any choice but to do, led by the state of South Carolina in 1861, but to leave this union. Because there will be no government, self-government, even in the minuscule form that we currently practice it in. There is no chance at self-government because they'll run the tables every 2 years and every 4 years. The regime will seize power and it will lock itself into that power. It will remove any possibility that first line in the Constitution will ever mean anything again, we the people. Now, I'm not trying to be alarmist here. I'm trying to deal with reality. What is truth? Conforming to the mind of reality. What is reality? Under what pretense was Joe Biden told, it's okay that you're losing your mind and you can't think straight most days. We're going to give you the presidency, but you got to go along with the plan. How is it that we're not hearing about Hunter's laptop any longer? Where in the hell did Bob Alinsky go? Where's Attorney General Barr? There's more than enough evidence to start prosecuting these creeps long before an inauguration. This should be happening. But it's not. Am I the only one that's disturbed by that? As I write in my editorial that you can read on the website at mikechurch.com, it's in today's pile of prep. It's also going to be on the Acting All Crusadery blog today. Let me quote myself. Why is it Trump directly rebuking Biden's claims that he is president-elect. That in and of itself is a fraud upon the election, since nothing is even close to being certified. Two, why are Trump's attorneys all focusing on they and their GOP colleagues not being able to inspect or see the ballots and not how the ballots got there? So-called ballot harvesting is only legal in a few states, and Pennsylvania isn't one of them. Let me drill down on that point and put a fine point on it. How did those infamous 128,000 ballots get in to be counted in Milwaukee? How did the 220,000 get in to be counted in Wayne County in Detroit? How did the however many, 60, 70? Somebody said yesterday 340,000. I don't know. Tens of thousands. How did they find their way into the hands of election counter, ballot counters, election workers in Fulton County in Georgia? This is a crime, ladies and gentlemen. This is a crime of massive scale. It requires planning, it requires coordination, and it also requires the participation of the people ultimately it'll benefit. Another question I have. Someone is obviously advising President Trump to not accuse or even intimate Biden's complicity in all this. But that doesn't cut right. Doesn't that cut right to the heart of the matter? Yes, it does. After all, it is Biden who will reap the rewards of the crime. And given what we already know about his crime family's dealings in Ukraine and China, he would materially benefit by the millions. In other words, hey, Joe, all you got to do is go along. Don't worry about us rigging the election. You don't need to go out and campaign. Just kind of pretend like you're the candidate. We'll put a lid on you every day. Don't worry about it. The election is in the bag. Remember, don't ever forget Josh Shapiro, Attorney General of Pennsylvania, guaranteed a Biden win on Monday before the election. How did he know? How could he possibly have known that? Given what we know about Biden's and his family's dealing that he oversaw in Ukraine and China, why aren't we hearing about that? He actually could be prosecuted if Sho Keen can ever get the Ukrainian prosecutors to stop playing the political game like they're playing now. And now they have all the incentive in the world to stall Sho Keen. Sho Keen has all the incentive in the world to force the issue. And I'll talk about that. But this is an outrage. We have a man that has now been demonstrated. There are eyewitnesses. There are documents now. There are bank transfers that clearly show that the Biden family was benefiting by the tens of millions of dollars from Vice President Biden's use of that office. That will now continue. But it'll go up to the next level. How does that not make Biden compromised? And then as I write my editorial that you could share at CrusadeChannel.com in the Acting All Crusadery blog, Biden is still under investigation by Viktor Shokin's allies in Ukraine. His installation as the regime's president would end that and endanger the lives of all involved in Ukraine and here at home. What do you think is going to happen to Tony Bobulinski if Biden is installed as the regime's choice, and it looks like he's going to be? What's going to happen to Bob Alinsky? What's going to happen to Don Trump Jr.? What's going to happen to Tucker Carlson and others that were complicit? They were Trump enablers, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And now they're survivors. They survived the end of the Trump regime, and they must be brought to justice. What's going to happen to those people? You have people's lives that are on the line here. This is a regime that is being installed, and it must be opposed to the point where it can't be allowed to happen. Now, maybe I'm being a little hard on Rudy Giuliani and some of the Trump's attorneys that are out there, but they're dealing with small potato items, if you ask me. Now, all election fraud is bad. We know that. We all agree. You're not going to be able, though, to turn 120,000 votes upside down and on its head in Michigan. So the campaign angle is apparently to just have the state, a court in Michigan, declare that the results can't be certified because there's so much suspicion of irregularities, of illegalities, potential fraud and ballot tampering and what have you, that it just can't be done. Same deal with the lawsuit that was filed in Pennsylvania by the Trump campaign yesterday evening that they asked us all to pray for. Now, look, I'm not opposed to any of these efforts, but they don't rise to the challenge here. What's in play here is not just the theft of the election, but after you steal the election, then you have to stay the course, and then you have to actually install the new leader. This is how it's done in countries that are not the United States. And it's bothering me. I'm glad to see people out there with Stop the Steal rallies and all that. What are you prepared to do next? The presidency of Joe Biden is just, it's not acceptable. Now, if he'll call himself premier or emperor or prime minister, so we'll just change the titles and everything, just do away with the Constitution. We don't need it anymore anyway. Then, well, at least we'll have some truth in advertising. Short of that, this cannot be allowed. I cannot stress to you enough why you should be afraid. We should all be very afraid of this. Don't sit there and tell me, this is America. Come on, miniature plane, USA, USA. You just wait and see, King Dude. Scott Brown gonna do it. You remember that one back in 2010? Scott Brown is gonna do it. No, Scott Brown's not gonna do it.